GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, and today we're diving into a trio of stories that shake the crypto world from the underground to the ivory towers of regulation. First up, the FBI just made what might be the most significant coordinated crypto enforcement move to date. We're talking 276 arrests across three countries, with the main action happening in Dubai and Thailand. These aren't small-time players either. This was a well-oiled machine with 9 scam centers dismantled, all running a crypto fraud type known as pig butchering. For those not in the know, this involves fattening up a victim with false promises of returns, only to slaughter their investment at the end. It's an $11.3 billion a year racket, and even got its hooks into Trump's crypto venture. It's a reminder of the Wild West nature of crypto. You're not just building in a volatile market, you're building in a landscape where the mirage of riches can turn into quicksand. The international coordination here is worth noting. Dubai led the charge, showing it's not just about glitzy skyscrapers and blockchain conferences. They mean business when cleaning house. For developers and founders, this underscores the crucial need for robust security and compliance measures. If you're in the job market, this might translate to more opportunities in crypto legal and compliance roles. The need for skilled professionals in these areas is only going to rise as law enforcement keeps tightening the net. Next, let's pivot to the regulatory front, where Coinbase has just concluded a deal that bans U.S. users from passively earning yield on stablecoins. This sounds like an oddball victory, and for most, it feels like a gut punch to what makes crypto appealing: passive income from your digital assets. But there's a method to the madness. Coinbase's CLO calls this a win, and it's a strategic maneuver. They're betting $100 billion on regulatory clarity over tantalizing product features. This deal, part of the Clarity Act, is poised to end the legislative limbo that's been hanging over the crypto market structure. The ban, enshrined in Section 404, means exchanges can't pay interest to U.S. customers sitting on stablecoins. While this clips some wings, the upside is a regulatory green light that could spur innovation elsewhere. For crypto builders, this might mean pivoting attention to developing alternative DeFi products that can still fly under the radar of these new regulations. Job seekers, sharpen your pencils for roles that require navigating these complex legislative waters. Think regulatory strategy and compliance engineering. Lastly, let's take a look at Gemini, which has pulled off a coup that few thought possible in the crypto space. They've managed to secure both a CFTC designated contract market license and a derivatives clearing organization license. For context, these are the golden tickets in the derivatives world, typically held by financial behemoths like the CME and CBOE. This means Gemini can list and clear derivatives contracts in-house, a feat unmatched by purely crypto-native exchanges until now. It's a big deal because it allows Gemini to control the entire pipeline of derivatives trading, from contract inception to settlement, without relying on external clearinghouses. This move positions Gemini as a heavyweight in the derivatives arena, setting a precedent for others to follow. For developers and founders, this is a call to innovate in the derivatives space, to think about new types of contracts and trading mechanisms. For job seekers, it's a green light to specialize in derivatives trading technology and operations within the crypto sphere. And remember, whether you're building the next great decentralized app or looking to break into the industry, these stories are more than headlines. They're shifting the landscape beneath your feet. That's it for today's CryptoGrind Daily. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.